What is Delta 8? Where does it come from? What is it? I'm sure you guys may have some questions. I'm sure you've been seeing it around, and today we're going to go over the majority of it. So Delta 8 really just now started to become a thing over the past 6 months or so, I'd say. And the reason for that is pretty clear. Back in 2018, the Farm Bill Act of 2018 was passed, which allowed for hemp to be grown and processed and for CBD to really become mainstream. In that act, Farm Bill, there was a loophole that didn't address Delta 8 THC. Then you may be asking, what is Delta 8 THC? Essentially, it is CBD isolate converted into Delta 8 THC. So what happened was a whole bunch of farmers, a whole bunch of processors, they all grew and processed a ridiculous amount of hemp last year. And as of right now, their warehouses filled to the brim with CBD isolate. The cost of CBD isolate and CBD distillate tanked. Last year, CBD distillate was $5,000 to $10,000. CBD isolate was, you know, $4,000 to $7,000. In today's market, the cost of CBD distillate is anywhere between $1,000 and $2,000, and the cost of CBD isolate is about $500 to $700. So the prices came down tenfold. If it was $7,000, now it's $700. If it was $10,000, it's now about $1,000. So all these farmers, all these processors, when they started their business, they were basing their numbers off of the market rate at the time. You know, they're expecting to get $5,000 for a kilo of CBD isolate. They are now getting $500 to $700. That's not a very strong business model. So what they did was they went back to old science. Back in the 80s or something like that, there was someone who determined that through a process of systems and science and boiling and different ingredients, you could convert CBD isolate into Delta 8 THC. So now what is Delta 8 THC? It's sort of like a mini me of Delta 9 THC. Now Delta 9 THC is what is in your weed carts. It's what gets you high. It's what you know and love. Now Delta 8, there have been some studies done. It shows that it's about 10% to 50% as effective as Delta 9 THC when it comes to the psychoactiveness or the highness. So if you smoke a weed cart, or you smoke a Delta 8 cart, your Delta 8 is going to be 10 to 50% as high compared to your Delta 9 THC cart. So now you may be asking, how can this be sold? Why is this allowed? Doesn't really make sense. And I agree. So it's simply due to the loophole back in the Farm Bill that was not addressed. So as of right now, there is Delta 8 being sold in carts, tinctures, soft gels. Pretty much anything that is CBD also has a Delta 8 version to it now. It's being sold in most states. It's being sold online. It's being sold almost everywhere. However, there are some states like Colorado that have said, no, we don't want your Delta 8. Don't bring it here. Don't process it. And that is where the rest of the market's going. We've got probably a 1 month to 6 month window where Delta 8 is still going to be allowed until there's going to be a screeching halt. The DEA actually has Delta 8 listed as one of their scheduled drugs or chemicals on their website. So from the DEA standpoint, Delta 8's a no-go. However, the Farm Bill sort of counteracts that. So as we know in this cannabis industry or hemp space, you know, there's a whole bunch of different people sort of managing or monitoring or making rules. And most of the time, they don't work very well together. So we'll have to see what happens. But as of now, Delta 8 can be sold in most places. All Delta 8 really is CBD isolate converted into Delta 8 THC. So you're essentially smoking a CBD product that has some science done to it that's now going to get you a little bit high. If you guys have any questions, please let us know. Hope you guys enjoyed the video. See you next time.